Amazon hits back at Joe Biden, "You spent three decades in the Senate." By Joel B. Polak on May 24, 2020. Amazon hit back at former Vice President Joe Biden on Friday after the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee criticized the company for paying a low effective tax rate, reminding him that Congress writes the tax laws, and he was part of it. Biden told CNBC on Friday in a remote interview that Amazon should start paying their taxes. He also said, "I don't think any company, I don't give a damn how big they are, the Lord Almighty, should absolutely be in a position where they pay no tax and make billions and billions and billions of dollars, number one." However, Amazon paid $1 billion in federal income taxes in 2019, as well as billions more in other federal taxes, and greater amounts in state and local taxes. Biden tweeted a somewhat scaled-back version of his claim later, claiming that Amazon pays a lower tax rate. "I've said it before, and I'll say it again. No company pulling in billions of dollars in profits should pay a lower tax rate than firefighters and teachers. It's time for Amazon to pay its fair share." Joe Biden, at Joe Biden, May 22, 2020. Amazon responded that the problem was with the tax code, not the company. "At Joe Biden, we pay every cent owed. You spent three decades in the Senate and know that Congress wrote these tax laws to encourage companies to invest in the U.S. economy. We have 500K jobs / a min wage of $15 per hour across 40 states. Assume your complaint is with the tax code, not Amazon." Amazon policy, at Amazon underscore policy, May 22, 2020. Biden has promised to raise taxes if elected president. Amazon is a frequent target of criticism from all political parties, for a variety of reasons, and has been the subject of complaints from brick-and-mortar retailers for years. It accounts for a massive share of current job openings in the U.S. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.